Question for Jim Possano. Could you please elaborate on how you generate the images and feelings of metta? I've been practicing a long time, yet my metta practice, repeating phrases, always seems a bit dry. I'd love to learn your way of practicing metta. Now, I can appreciate that, because generally, you know, I've certainly found the same thing with the phrases, classical commentarial kind of tradition of the various phrases and repeating them. Dry. And of course, that's not what metta is supposed to be. Metta is a warm feeling with a sense of, and I think part of it is reflecting on, and you have to be, you can't just use phrases because they're in a book and the book has been there for 1500 years. You have to really pay attention to what works for oneself or what could work. That's why you could use an image or a memory of your cat when it was a kitten. I mean, it's anything to elicit the feeling, because the how do you say, metta practice is not about the repeating of the phrases. I mean, you can use those phrases if they work, but the function of metta practice is to create a feeling in the heart, which is the, I mean, that's what they say, metta nimitta, that's the sign of loving kindness and sort of that feeling in the heart. So, when the phrases that phrases that I use are, say, and I got this from Bhante Gunaratana, his way of teaching loving kindness. I found it works for me. But even still, just continually repeating phrases doesn't do it either. You've got to elicit imagery that helps to bring a sense of warmth, so that eliciting imagery of beings who one cares for and really wants those people to be happy and to live in. And as I said, that maybe a better translation of loving, say what is translated as loving kindness is well wishing. It's that wishing well, because you don't really need to be all that kind of gushing with love and kindness. You just try to be nice to people. So it's just try to be, not. And recognizing that we all have that wish for well-being. The phrases that I use, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. May no harm come to me. May no difficulty come to me. May I always experience spiritual success. That well-wishing. May have the patience, courage, understanding, and determination to meet and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems, and failures in life. May I always meet them with virtue and integrity, kindness and compassion, mindfulness and wisdom. So that setting that wish in the mind and eliciting a sense of warmth And yeah, and well wishing for myself. And of course, then you can be extending that too. And it is important to really solidify that wish for oneself. There's whole lists of different beings that one can be generating that for, and one can do that. But the important foundation is toward oneself, and you know, really giving oneself that. And also, as one generates that wish for oneself, I'd really try to bring it into the heart, as opposed to just repeating the phrases up in the head, and bringing it into the heart. And then as one extends it, because oftentimes it, like metta is okay, I gotta, now I do it to myself, then I do it to my parents, and I'll go send it off to my parents, and I send metta off to my teachers, and okay, then my friends and relatives, and you're sort of this metta postman running around. It's much more important to establish that in the heart, and what you do, because it is a meditation subject. It's not a duty that you're performing. You're creating a meditative space for yourself, and it's more like having a bowl, and you can visualize like beginning with just a small bowl, and then the bowl gets bigger, and then as it gets more and more expansive, from the get-go, you invite the different beings into that space. But the space is always grounded right here. And so to me, that's really important, because we can get really busy with this metta stuff, and forget that it's for really laying a solid foundation.